Michelle, did you see any of the coverage last night of the Thai soccer team and their coach, their first news conference and meeting with the media from really media all over the entire world was there covering their first public appearance since being released from the hospital. Before that, they all went to the church and had a prayer segment, if you will. They all prayed for protection from misfortunes, which maybe we should all pray for every now and again. But these kids, they look like just babies.
They are.
This news conference.
They are just little children, and it's so sad. Did you watch it?
Yeah, a little bit. They kicked around a soccer ball there. A lot of them took the microphone and said a few words. A lot of them were really confessing to their parents, saying, listen, I know I'm going to get yelled at when I see my mom. I'm sorry I went into the cave, this, that, the other. I swear I'll do my chores from now on.
Yeah, oh, that's sweet.
The doctor said the 12 kids and their coach were physically and mentally healthy, although they lost an average of 9 pounds during that more than
each
2 weeks.
Each child?
An average of 9 pounds while trapped in the cave. Since then, they've gained about six and a half pounds on average since their rescue.
They're probably starving.
So they're beefing up.
Good. Get them whatever they want.
What would your first meal be? Say if that were you, trapped in that cave for 2 weeks.
Oh, goodness.
You get out. Doctors say, all right, you're healthy. You can eat whatever you want. There's no infection. You're mentally stable. What would be your first meal, Michelle?
It's funny you say that because Mary and I had this conversation yesterday because we were talking about that killer who was, lethal injection yesterday. Anyways, yeah. We're talking about our last meal, so it's kind of the same thing. What would be your first meal be? I said probably a little bit of everything, but definitely pizza. Pizza from maybe Penzo's.
Oh, wow, you're getting that specific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with extra cheese.
Listen, I'm sure at that point, whether it's your last meal or first meal, you're taking pizza from wherever you can get it.
If I had to be specific, I would say Penzo's.
Whether it's delivery or DiGiorno, it does not matter. You're getting it however you can get it.
Right.
Pizza's not a bad option. We all know I have confessed my love for the good old-fashioned pizza pie a time or two airwaves. Yeah, you can't go wrong with pizza. My first meal since you took pizza, I mean, I don't really know. That's a tough one.
Isn't it? Because I'd want a little bit of everything. I want a little bit of Mexican with some queso, some tacos.
You could go the taco route, but I tell you what, I'll go this route. Last night of vacation in Florida, Rebecca and I went out to a nice meal. She got some nice coconut shrimp and, of course, all the fixings and sides that come along with it.
Mm-hmm.
I got a nice $30 ribeye steak, okay? And it was the first steak I've had in a long, long time. Cooked to perfection, medium well.
Perfect.
Add a little A1 sauce there.
Yes.
With, of course, maybe a salad, some mashed potatoes, green beans, and carrots on the side.
Oh, delish.
Daddy was eating healthy. that was delicious. So if you're going to go the pizza route, my first meal might as well be a big, juicy steak.
You know who has a good steak? My husband, when we first got back here, we went to The Point.
Uh-huh.
And they have the best ribeye. I'm not kidding you. If you like that, if that's your thing, that's where you need to go.
If that's your thing.
That's your thing, go for it.
Speaking of meat, though, hey, this Dutch company, they're called Mosa Meat, okay? They've raised enough money now to bring artificially grown meat to restaurants by 2021. Genetically engineered
artificial
meat.
Ew.
They're giving a whole new meaning to the term mystery meat. The Dutch startup company presented the world's first lab-grown beef burger made directly from cow cells, okay?
Mm.
Just the cells and organisms and whatever else. They did that back in 2013. Since then, they've raised 7.5 million euros. You convert that, that's $8.8 million for those who do not have their converter on their smartphone to bring that meat to the market.
Would you eat that?
I don't know. They say aside from being more animal-friendly, they believe their lab-grown meat and product will be healthier and better for the environment than traditional meat.
I think I'm okay.
You going after that genetically engineered meat?
I think I'm okay.
Like, listen, things that we do now in our daily lives. I mean, there's a new study every single day that says coffee's good for you. No, coffee's bad for you. Coffee's good. Coffee's bad. 20 years down the road, are we going to say, oh, man, that mystery meat we were all eating, we all now have cancer of the intestines. Yeah. We're all going to die. I mean...
Well, don't you remember when McDonald's came out and said their chicken was real chicken now? It was like 100% chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking, well, what the heck was I eating before?
No, I don't think that's what they meant. I think they just wanted to get rid of the stereotype that it wasn't real chicken. They just wanted to say, no, guys, it's real.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So gross. I just don't think I could do that. You think you would eat it?
It'll become a fad, this genetically engineered meat. Rich and famous people will start eating it.
Oh, and then everyone will jump on.
Made from cow cells and everything. For right now, I mean, I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way, okay?
Yeah, I'm
just
going to
do it that way.
Oh,
we've been doing it that way for years. Do we need to genetically create our own meat?
Nah.
In a laboratory? In a laboratory? The meat laboratory? No, thank you. Sounds like a haunted house.
Yeah, it does.
Tell you that. Hey, no mystery meat here at Sublime Smoke. Mm. Fine barbecue and craft brew.
That is a good place.
If you want $10, well, you have to be the lucky texter. Keyword is smoke. Include your name. It'll help me choose a winner. The number for the Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. Once again, keyword smoke. You could win $10 to Sublime Smoke, Fine Barbecue, and Craft Brew. As Michelle just stated, it's a good place.
It is so good.
I think that was her direct quote right there.
I love their barbecue.
Even down to that All right, we'll find a winner here in a moment. Also right around the corner, Babbling Brook has Z News. 'Cause there's a girl. Z Country 99.9 WTUZ, Trent Harmon, there's a girl. Hey, there's a girl joining me in studio right now. It is one Babbling Brooke.
Good morning.
Hello, Brooke.
Hi.
Friday Eve. Just keep telling yourself that, okay?
Thank goodness it's Friday Eve.
There you go. Whatever helps you get through the day, my dear.
Exactly.
All right.
Yes, I'm going to keep repeating that to myself.
Hopefully the ladies of Rural King, who will be here soon, will help cheer you up.
They
normally bring goodies.
They do. They always do.
And bring good cheer.
They never disappoint.
That's right. Yeah. Neither do you, Brooke.
Oh, okay.
In this time of the day, when you normally represent and bring us Z News.
Yes, I do.
Which is what you will do now.
Okay, that's right. In this day in history, in 1966, Frank Sinatra and Mia Farrow were married.
Oh,
he was 51.
Nice.
She was 21.
I'm sorry. I thought you said there were 30 years difference in their marriage.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they were.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And then just a few years later, 1969, Apollo 11 and its astronauts, including Neil Armstrong, went into orbit around the moon.
We landed on the moon. Talked about Neil Armstrong earlier this morning.
Yes. Oh, good. Yes.
Yeah.
You said that the other day, too.
John Glenn.
Yeah, we landed on the moon.
Yes.
We said that the other day.
Listen, Brooke, anytime I can get it in,
I'll
get that line in.
Yes.
By the way, if you want to hear our discussion about Neil Armstrong, that was last hour. It's in the podcast section now, WTUZ.com. Go check it out.
Okay.
A little space news for you.
Sounds good. Holidays for today, it's Get to Know Your Customers Day, New Friends Day, Stick Out Your Tongue Day.
Mm-hmm.
There may be a lot of pictures surfacing on some social media today for that one. It's National Daiquiri Day. I could get involved in that one.
Don't mind if I daiquiri.
Yeah. And National Raspberry Cake Day.
Okay. Any food holiday is good, I guess.
Yeah. On TV tonight, The Four, Battle for Stardom, is on at 8. Naked and Afraid is also on at 8.
Okay, Naked and Afraid. I saw a little bit of an episode when I was in Florida on the Discovery Channel. It's a highly entertaining show.
Oh, my gosh.
They're naked. They're thrown into the wilderness. They have to survive. Ugh. They each get to take one survival item with them. And
I have no idea what I would take. What would you take?
My phone, probably. Survival item.
Oh, my gosh. You would last like one day, maybe one
Take
day.
Take my phone. I'd be like, hey, it's dying now. Can I have my charger?
Nope. One item. Oh, that's it.
Darn. And I'm naked.
Oh, it's Big Brother is on at 9. Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Comedian.
Antonio Brown in Imagine Dragons. They're going to be in Jimmy Kimmel.
Antonio Brown's the new football player on the cover of the Madden football game, by the way.
Ah.
Plays for the Steelers. I didn't know if you were aware of that.
No, I was not. So thank you for that one.
No problem.
And then Denzel Washington will be on. Stephen Colbert. And then in country news, Kit Moore, he's going to hit the road this fall for headlining dates across the country as part of his After the Sun Burn tour. It kicks off in September on the 20th. Now, I looked down at all the dates and such, but I did not see any in Ohio.
This guy.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know. Any in Pennsylvania? Pennsyltucky?
I don't even see any in Pennsylvania.
All right.
No, but maybe he'll add some dates or something and
I know he
and come closer this way.
I know he just released his new song, too, so.
Now, he will be in Nashville. I know that's not close, but what is that, like 6 hours?
Brooke, any excuse for any excuse for you to get to Nashville.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no kidding. It's in November. I wouldn't be able to go in November, though. So that stinks. Basketball takes over, you know, during that month.
Takes over your life.
Yeah. It does, yeah. And then another news, The Dark Knight is returning to the big screen for its 10th anniversary.
Yeah, yesterday on this day, it was released in theaters, The Dark Knight, remember?
Yes. So that'll be pretty cool. It'll be for 1 week, and it begins the 24th, August 24th, I should say.
All right.
It is still July.
To celebrate, what, it's 10 years?
Yes. Yep. So there's that.
That's Brooke on a Friday Eve. Brooke, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I was supposed to choose a winner right there, but you'll help me come choose a winner from the text line.
I will.
As we sift through those, remember you can still send in the word smoke if you want. Win $10 to Sublime Smoke, Fine Barbecue, and Craft Brew.